So this is the final look at sports this morning. We have Wimbledon 2025. It gets underway today. And as tradition dictates, men's champion Carlos Alcaraz opens play on center court. He launches his campaign at 2:30 this afternoon against Italian Fabio Fognini. And he says he feels in great shape to win a third straight title.
I think the most beautiful tennis that we can watch is on grass. The sound of the ball. I mean, the moving is really tough, but when you get it, it's kind of you're flying.
Yeah, world tennis number one, Aryna Sabalenka, says she's ready to go after defeating the French Open final. Hit her hard earlier this month. Now, after losing to Coco Gauff, she also had to apologize for comments she made about Coco, whether she deserved the victory. She faces Canada's Carson Brandstein this afternoon.
I was really struggling mentally there, but I'm glad that I passed that stage, and I think I learned a lot of things and I was able to get back to Arena, and now I'm super excited to be here, to have opportunity to compete at the Wimbledon, and I really hope I'll reach my goal here.
Yeah, so if you are ready for Wimbledon, just your strawberries and cream and all the things, and Wimbledon 2025 is here. It is, of course, test week for the Springboks after a good head out against the Barbarians on Saturday. The Boks now turn their attention to the real stuff. Italy at Loftus in the first test for coach Rassie Erasmus. He was happy with what he saw against the Barbers, but understands conditions were tough.
Glad for the win. There's lots of us to work on. But, to keep them only to 7 points and we're getting to the score where we got to, we're fairly happy. Didn't get a lot of injuries. Some guys got some eat-outs today, which haven't played for a while. And some guys who didn't have a lot of caps played. And, we're just glad we got through it. And we understand that for them, this is probably the worst conditions for a Barbarian team to play like this. But it was just a good eat-out. Now the test match starts next week.
Yeah, so good luck there to the Springboks. We'll bring you all the latest in terms of that one. And then, guys, I have my Darren Moore common read. I have my my book open here. The Hollywood Bets Durban July book that we got.
You've had it out.
Yeah, this entire morning. Can I give you a horse here?
Oh.
Okay, so number 11 is obviously 8 on 18.
18, yeah.
There's a horse I like here.
Yeah.
Okay. Purple Pictures, yeah, common.
Yeah,
12,
yeah.
Okay.
That's my horse.
Guys, number 16, Gladiatorian.
Is it? Oh, yo, you spoke about this. What?
And I wasn't the only one, remember?
Yeah.
I wasn't the only one.
It was Anthony Delpech.
Yes,
jockey.
Yes, 100%. The horse to beat is 8 on 18. I mean, I'm looking at the record here. Yes. It's a horse to beat. Darren, you said you wanted number 10.